Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fabulous Friday, March 30th, 2012. Another wonderful day to be alive. This is the Thinking Grow Rich Call. My name is Paul Hutchings. I'm dialing in from Southeast Idaho, and I'm so excited to be here, folks. We're literally changing lives on this call, and I want to thank each of you for being committed to jumping on here. If you've been a committed caller, thank you. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. We are so excited to have you be a part of our Think and Grow Rich family. We're going to jump into a very powerful message here in just a moment, but I wanted to share a thought with each of you before we get into the content. And the thought is a quote from Jim Rohn, where Jim Rohn said at one point in time, life is not a practice session. This is the real thing. This is the real deal. And I wanted to just share a thought with you. It's a thought we've shared on the call before, but it's a very, very powerful thought. And if you'll bear with me for just a moment, it really might help put some things in perspective. If you could imagine yourself, this isn't always fun to think about, but it's very useful to think about every once in a while. If you could imagine yourself, and you might want to just relax and take a deep breath, maybe even close your eyes, and I want you to see yourself. I want you to step outside of your body for a moment. And I want to see yourself at your funeral. And I want you to realize at this point in time, when you've stepped out of your body and you're looking down at yourself at your funeral, and you see all of the people that love and care about you gathered around you, I want you to ask yourself, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings at this point in time? Are you thrilled and fulfilled at the life that you've lived, or are you sad and full of regret that there are things that you could have done, things that you should have done, things that you wish you would have done that you did not do? And I want you to realize, and I'm realizing at this point in time right now with you on this call, that folks, this day that we're seeing in our mind, that we're looking down and imagining ourselves at our funeral, is an inevitable day. It is a day that all of us will have at some point on our journey. And the reason this is so powerful is because it allows us to really gain some perspective now on this day, on this Friday, March 30th, because we realize that that day in the future at our funeral is not here yet. And at this point in time, this very second, this very instant, this beautiful gift of the day that we have ahead of us, and tomorrow and the next day, we have the power within us to do something about how we're going to think and feel on that future day where we're looking down at ourselves at our funeral. And why is this so important? You know, yesterday I was talking to, and in fact, this is a common occurrence. I talk to people all the time in the network marketing industry. And, you know, I talk to people who are 50, 60, sometimes, you know, 70. And what's really sad is sometimes I talk to these people and they say things to me like, you know, the people that I don't know don't want to hear from me when they're, you know, these folks are getting started in the business. And what they're really saying to me when they say something like that is they're 50, 60, 70, maybe 80-something years old, and for some reason they are still fearful of what people are going to say and think. They are still fearful of breaking out and doing something. They're still worried about stepping out of the box and doing something great. And what's really sad is some of these people that I talk to have hopes, they have dreams, they're working jobs still at that point in life that they don't like and that are being unfulfilled. And, you know, the beautiful thing is no matter where you are in life, you can always change. But the reality is, and the very important fact is, we have to make that change. This is why this stuff is so serious. It's not a game. It's not, you know, something that we should take lightly. As Jim Rohn said, life is not a practice session. This is the real deal. We are in the game, folks. And that's why I'm so passionate about getting up every morning and getting on a call like this. That's why I'm so passionate about talking to as many people as I possibly can about the wonderful industry and the wonderful vehicle that we have within our grasp called network marketing, where people can actually learn to overcome their fears. They can learn to not be held back by what are people going to think of me. And they can learn to step outside of their comfort zone, and they can learn to gain skills. And you know what? As they gain skills and they take action and they learn to face temporary set back and plow through it, what starts happening is their confidence increases, their belief in what they can do increases, their belief in themselves increases, and guess what? Their income increases. And as their income increases, they're afforded a higher quality of life, a better lifestyle. So this stuff is so, so, so important, and I just wanted to start the call, hopefully by helping myself and all of us on the call realize that this is real, and we do need to take it seriously, and I want to just challenge myself and each of you to not give up the fight, to stay in it, because there are so many people, and you know what? We need to start with ourselves. There are so many people out there that need the help, that need the encouragement, that need the upliftment, that need the real principles that will allow them to break through and achieve the life that they want to have and get to that point one day in our future, hopefully later rather than sooner, where we're looking down at ourselves at our funeral and we can say with a smile on our face that, you know what, I did everything I could. I tried, I failed, I plowed through failure, I held my head up high, I moved forward with life with a smile on my face. I helped as many people as I possibly could. I worked diligently on myself. I developed my skill set so that I could be a blessing not only to myself and my family, but to all of the people that came within my path. This is the goal, my friends. We want to get to that point. Of course, we want to enjoy the journey along the way. So that being said, the message of today is very important. It is from Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill, as we know, spent 20 years of his life analyzing over 500 of the wealthiest people in the world and composed a philosophy, a formula on what exactly they did and what we can do to emulate those qualities. And he also studied, as he'll share in this particular piece, that he studied many, many failures. And what he's done for us is he has given us a list of the 30 major causes of failure. And this is very important for us to really look at, because what we want to do as we're going through these 30 major causes of failure is really open up our hearts, open up our ears, open up our minds, and figure out which, if any of these 30 major causes of failure we have that are holding us back. Because if we're unconscious about these things that are holding us back, we can't do anything to change them. But if we recognize, wow, there's one that I have, now we can start to take some action steps to get rid of that little piece in our life. So here we go, the 30 major causes of failure. How many of these are holding you back? Life's greatest tragedy consists of men and women who earnestly try and fail. The tragedy lies in the overwhelmingly large majority of people who fail as compared to the few who succeed. I have had the privilege of analyzing several thousand men and women, 98% of whom were classed as failures. There is something radically wrong with a civilization and a system of education which permit 98% of the people to go through life as failures. But I did not write this book for the purpose of moralizing on the rights and wrongs of the world. That would require a book 100 times the size of this one. My analysis work proved that there are 30 major reasons for failure and 13 major principles through which people accumulate fortunes. In this chapter, a description of the 30 major causes of failure will be given. As you go over the list, check yourself by it point by point for the purpose of discovering how many of these causes of failure stand between you and success. Number one, unfavorable hereditary background. There is but little, if anything, which can be done for people who are born with a deficiency in brain power. This philosophy offers but one method of bridging this weakness through the aid of the mastermind. Observe with profit, however, that this is the only one of the 30 causes of failure which may not be easily corrected by any individual. Number two, lack of a well-defined purpose in life. There is no hope of success for the person who does not have a central purpose or definite goal at which to aim. 98 out of every 100 of those whom I have analyzed had no such aim. Perhaps, oh, and that sentence is cut off for some reason. So major definite purpose. Three, lack of ambition to aim above mediocrity. We offer no hope for the person who is so indifferent as not to want to get ahead in life and who is not willing to pay the price. Four, insufficient education. This is a handicap which may be overcome with comparative ease. experience has proven that the best educated people are often those who are known as self-made or self-educated. It takes more than a college degree to make one a person of education. Any person who is educated is one who has learned to get whatever he wants in life without violating the rights of others. Education consists not so much of knowledge, but of knowledge effectively and persistently applied. Men are paid not merely for what they know, but more particularly for what they do with that which they know. Number 5, lack of self-discipline. Discipline comes through self-control. This means that one must control all negative qualities. Before you can control conditions, you must first control yourself. Self-mastery is the hardest job you will ever tackle. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. You may see at one and the same time both your best friend and your greatest enemy by stepping in front of a mirror. 6, ill health. No person may enjoy outstanding success without good health. Many of the causes of ill health are subject to mastery and control. These, in the main, are A, overeating of foods not conducive to health, B, wrong habits of thought giving expression to negatives, C, wrong use of and overindulgence in sex, D, lack of proper physical exercise, and E, an inadequate supply of fresh air due to improper breathing. Number 7, unfavorable environmental influences during childhood. As the twig is bent, so shall the tree grow. Most people who have criminal tendencies acquire them as the result of a bad environment and improper associates during childhood. 8, procrastination. This is one of the most common causes of failure. Old man procrastination stands within the shadow of every human being, waiting his opportunity to spoil one's chances of success. Most of us go through life as failures because we are waiting for the time to be right to start doing something worthwhile. Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along. That really resonates. I believe that is rock solid truth, my friends. Number 9, lack of persistence. Most of us are good starters, but poor finishers of everything we begin. Moreover, people are prone to give up at the first signs of defeat. There is no substitute for persistence. The person who makes persistence his watchword discovers that old man failure finally becomes tired and makes his departure. Failure cannot cope with persistence. Number 10, negative personality. There is no hope of success for the person who repels people through a negative personality. Success comes through the application of power, and power is attained through the cooperative efforts of other people. A negative personality will not induce cooperation. Number 11, lack of controlled sexual urge. Sex energy is the most powerful of all the stimuli which move people into action. Because it is the most powerful of the emotions, it must be controlled through transmutation and converted into other channels. Number 12, uncontrolled desire for something for nothing. The gambling instinct drives millions of people to failure. Evidence of this may be found in a study of the Wall Street crash of 29, during which millions of people tried to make money by gambling on stock margins. 13, lack of a well-defined power of decision. Men who succeed reach decisions promptly and change them, if at all, very slowly. Men who fail reach decisions, if at all, very slowly, and change them frequently and quickly. Indecision and procrastination are twin brothers. Where one is found, the other may usually be found also. Kill off this pair before they completely hogtie you to the treadmill of failure. 14, one or more of the 6 basic fears. These fears have been analyzed for you in a later chapter. They must be mastered before you can market your services effectively. 15, wrong selection of a mate in marriage. This is the most common cause of failure. The relationship of marriage brings people intimately into contact. Unless this relationship is harmonious, failure is likely to follow. Moreover, it will be a form of failure that is marked by misery and unhappiness, destroying all signs of ambition. 16. Overcaution. The person who takes no chances generally has to take whatever is left when others are through choosing. Overcaution is as bad as undercaution. Both are extremes to be guarded against. Life itself is filled with the element of chance. 17. Wrong selection of associates in business. This is one of the most common causes of failure in business. In marketing personal services, one should use great care to select an employer who will be an inspiration and who himself is intelligent and successful. We emulate those with whom we associate most closely. Pick an employer who is worth emulating. And obviously this translates directly to our industry. Working with the right team, ladies and gentlemen, is of the utmost importance. Number 18, superstition and prejudice. Superstition is a form of fear. It also has a sign of ignorance. Men who succeed keep open minds and are afraid of nothing. 19, wrong selection of a vocation. No man can succeed in a line of endeavor which he does not like. The most essential step in the marketing of personal services is that of selecting an occupation into which you can throw yourself wholeheartedly. 20, lack of concentration of effort. The jack of all trades seldom is good at any. Quote, concentrate all of your efforts on one definite chief aim. And I love hearing so many people, you know, tell me that you need to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G network marketing company to give the person you're talking to whatever fits their need at the time. But in my experience, I have not yet met one extremely successful network marketer that has that philosophy. The most successful network marketers that I'm aware of have picked a horse and decided to ride that horse indefinitely and stayed very, very focused. So concentration of effort. 21, the habit of indiscriminate spending. The spendthrift cannot succeed mainly because he stands eternally in fear of poverty. Form the habit of systematic saving by putting aside a definite percentage of your income. Money in the bank gives one a very safe foundation of courage when bargaining for the sale of personal services. Without money, one must take what one is offered and be glad to get it. 22. Lack of enthusiasm. Without enthusiasm, one cannot be convincing. Moreover, enthusiasm is contagious, and the person who has it under control is generally welcome in any group of people. 23. Intolerance. The person with a closed mind on any subject seldom gets ahead. Intolerance means that one has stopped acquiring knowledge. The most damaging forms of intolerance are those connected with religious, racial, and political differences of opinion. 24. Intemperance. The most damaging forms of intemperance are connected with eating, strong drink, and sexual activities. Overindulgence in any of these is fatal to success. 25. Inability to cooperate with others. More people lose their positions and their big opportunities in life because of this fault than for all other reasons combined. It is a fault which no well-informed businessman or leader will tolerate. 26. Possession of power that was not acquired through self-effort. Sons and daughters of wealthy men and others who inherit money which they did not earn. Power in the hands of one who did not acquire it gradually is often fatal to success. Quick riches are more dangerous than poverty. That's a powerful concept. 27. Intentional dishonesty. There is no substitute for honesty. One may be temporarily dishonest by force of circumstances over which one has no control without permanent damage, but there is no hope for the person who is dishonest by choice. Sooner or later, his deeds will catch up with him, and he will pay by loss of reputation and perhaps even loss of liberty. 28. Egotism and vanity. These qualities serve as red lights which warn others to keep away. They are fatal to success. 29. Guessing instead of thinking. most people are too indifferent or lazy to acquire facts with which to think accurately. They prefer to act on opinions created by guesswork or snap judgments. 30, lack of capital. This is a common cause of failure among those who start out in business for the first time without sufficient reserve of capital to absorb the shock of their mistakes and to carry them over until they have established a reputation. 31, under this, name any particular cause of failure from which you have suffered that has not been included in the foregoing list. In these 30 major causes of failure is found a description of the tragedy of life, which obtains for practically every person who tries and fails. It will be helpful for you if you can induce someone who knows you well to go over this list with you and help to analyze you by the 30 causes of failure. It may be beneficial if you try this alone. Most people cannot see themselves as others see them. You may be one who cannot. The oldest of admonitions is, man, know thyself. If you market merchandise successfully, you must know the merchandise. The same is true in marketing personal services. You should know all of your weaknesses in order that you may either bridge them or eliminate them entirely. You should know your strength in order that you may call attention to it when selling your services. You can know yourself only through accurate analysis. The folly of ignorance in connection with self was displayed by a young man who applied to the manager of a well-known business for a position. He made a very good impression until the manager asked him what salary he expected. He replied that he had no fixed sum in mind, a lack of a definite aim. The manager then said, "We will pay you all you are worth after we try you out for a week." "I will not accept it," the applicant replied, "because I am getting more than that where I am now employed." Before you even start to negotiate for a readjustment of your salary in your present position or seek employment elsewhere, be sure that you are worth more than you now receive. It is one thing to want money. Everyone wants more, but it is something entirely different to be worth more. Many people mistake their wants for their just dues. Your financial requirements or wants have nothing whatever to do with your worth. Your value is established entirely by your ability to render useful service or your capacity to induce others to render useful service. A lot to talk about here today, folks, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Let me open up the line. Star 6 to unmute your line. Would love to hear from you.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Melvin.
How you doing, young man?
Excellent. How are you today, my friend?
Fantastic. Thank you. I just wanted to jump out and say that the majority of everything that you've covered, the majority fits into fear and laziness. And if we address those two issues, we're going to see some major changes take place in our lives addressing those two things. So if to master self, make yourself do what you need to do, not what you want to do. Anybody can do what they want to do. It's the person who makes themselves do what they need to be doing that becomes master of oneself, and that will overcome the laziness. And as far as the fear is concerned, positive thinking is the only way to go with everything, no matter what takes place. Fear and worry is nothing but the enemy, and you want to rid yourself of that at all times. And one other point is that if everybody on this phone will find someone that they trust or believe in, and ask that person to be honest with them and to tell them about all of their shortcuts or things they need to work on, that will be very helpful to them if you got enough nerve to do that and start addressing those issues. In fact, most of you, if you go ask someone to, you know, tell you what they really think of you, they're going to say, "Well, you're a good person and you're all right." And you might have to ask them three times, "No, I want you to honestly be truthful with me." and they might laugh and say, well, come on, now what are you? And you have to ask them again before they'll say, okay, you really want to know. And think it's interesting that you might take all of that to get someone to just start telling you the truth, because most people are not they're not true to you. We're not true to each other. And that's why it's so important for you to learn to be true to yourself. I think that's enough for right now, Paul. Back to you.
Those are great thoughts, Melvin. I really appreciate those. And I do want to throw one other thing out here real quick. We don't have to dwell on the things that we know maybe are wrong with us. We just have to be aware of them. The book Psycho-Cybernetics, Maxwell Maltz, a great book, talks about how our minds are like an automatic goal-striving mechanism, like a heat-seeking missile. And really what we have to do is we have to select the goal, and a lot of things will happen. Everything else will happen almost automatically if we focus on the outcome, if we focus on the goal. So that's why it's so important to have a major definite purpose and, you know, on a daily basis, affirmations, repeat your vision of where you're going, focus on that continually, and then be aware of some of these maybe negative aspects to our personality. And when we're aware of them, our automatic goal-striving mechanism will usually automatically fix them as long as we're aware of them, if we focus on where we know we need to go. So just wanted to throw that out there, because it's not like you got to write all these down and dwell on them every day. I love the quote from Wallace Wattles where he says, things are not brought into creation by thinking about their opposites. We want to think about the positive outcome of where we're going and be aware of some of these things, and most of them will take care of themselves. So, Star 6, who's next?
Good morning. This is Rick from California. Another fine.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Hey, thank you, guys, man. The topic in the this book is just incredible. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, mention about indifference. And, there's not long ago, there did some studies about businesses, and they wanted to find out why some businesses are doing poorly and why others are doing great. And so instead of going to the business, they actually went to clients, customers of the businesses, and they would ask them, why did you stop doing business with these people? And they said about 60% of the respondents said they felt they were treated with a bit of indifference. It's like they didn't really feel appreciated, and that's why they stopped doing business with people. It's so important, that you always want to, especially in this business, that you want to take your eye off yourself and put it on somebody else. I mean, Zig Ziglar talk about if you help enough people get what they want, your situation will be taken care of. You won't be concerned. And that's we talk about fear, and it is real. Okay, you cannot get away from this. A lot of people will think, hey, you know, if I started to give something, what's going to be left for me? And that is the most ridiculous thing. When you understand that when you plant something, it's going to come back to you multiplied. When you really accept that and understand that, man, it's incredible. It's incredible what happens. You have to get back to that basic concept of life and don't get into the complexity of things. I mean, when you go out and plant a seed and you take care of it, just look what happens. You got to really think about this. Think about basic things. There's nothing fancy. It's everything is there for you to succeed if you're just willing to think about little things just like that. You know, and the whole thing about self-mastery, that you have to be able to master yourself. If you're not getting what you want, it's nobody's fault. But realize that all it is, it's exciting. All you know you do, you just got to get better at what it is you need to do. That's it. It should be exciting. So that, you know what? I'm going to be improving every day. There's a certain amount of bliss that comes along with growth. And then, of course, I'm going to leave it with this and then action. There's all the glory that comes with action. And that's it. That's really it. And nothing else can let anything else get in the way. And that's really what I had to say this morning. I wanted to share with the group. Thank you.
Rick, always appreciate you, my friend. Excellent comments. Really appreciate your insight. Love you, brother. Appreciate it. Star 6, who's next?
Good morning, Paul. It's Doc Fran.
Mr. Dr. Fran Clark, how are you today?
I am a happy and blessed man.
I'm so
it's also a
that.
Beautiful, unbelievably warm and sunny day down here in Florida yet again. So, but I just wanted to, you know, Rick's comments are always so on point. And what he really is describing is the major impediment to people being willing to give is the fact that they come from a position or mindset of lack. And we're preconditioned to have that mindset, and it's reinforced constantly in our lives. And so what we work on and what Napoleon Hill is striving to create in individuals is an awareness of getting to the mindset of abundance. And a mindset of abundance in all aspects of life is absolutely immaterial to what you perceive as the reality surrounding yourself. And so when, you know, and I think the perfect example of this would be Mother Teresa. If most of us look at Mother Teresa's life from an external viewpoint, it would seem to me, to them or to most people, that she would probably have a mindset of poverty and deficiency and lack because of the life that she chose, the life of service. But in actuality, the only reason that Mother Teresa could do that life is if you asked her, she would not feel that she had lack of anything in her life, that she had a total mindset of abundance in all things. So that's the key factor for all of us to work on, is developing, creating, and believing in the reality that we exist in an ocean of abundance that is there for all of us to use and to have. It simply takes an awareness of abundance and a willingness to accept that as your state of being. Back to you, Paul.
Very well said, Doc, as always. Really appreciate those concepts. And just, you know, one of the things that we all can do to increase that awareness and work on that state of mind known as abundance and wealth is to surround ourselves with people who have that state of mind. I'll give all the credit and praise in the world to a lot of people, you know, but I talk a lot about Doc Fran. He is somebody that has really had an impact on me for that specific reason. When you listen to his words, when you listen to his philosophy on life, when you listen to the way that he views things, it's abundance, it's gratitude, it's you know, positive, never ever any negative. And so surrounding yourself with those type of people, being on a call like this, listening to Rick and Melvin and all of the other contributors, Todd, and the people who have yet to contribute, that stuff will seep over into our mindsets. So I appreciate that, Doc. Star 6, who's next?
Paul, it's me again. You hit on a really key point, and there is a reality in life that your income, if you really, you know, I mean, most people, when they think of abundance, they just, of course, are speaking of money and focusing on abundance of money in their life. And the reality is that if you look at your five closest friends, you will notice that your income is, is right in what would be the median income of those five people. So if you hang around, if the bulk of people that you hang around with are broke, then the chances are you're broke. if you hang around with your five closest friends that are affluent, then the chances are you're going to be affluent. And so if you want to change your condition, then you need perhaps to break away from the peer pressure of individuals whose goal is to keep you right in the comfort zone that they've allowed themselves to have. And when you break out of that comfort zone, it's actually a challenge and a threat to them, which is why that family, close personal friends, et cetera, are often counterproductive to individuals like ourselves who say, you know, there is more. I am willing to go after more, and I would love for you guys to experience the richness that I see, but they're reluctant to make the attempt. So they want to knock the wind out of your sails in the process. Back to you.
Very powerful point, distinction, and true reality there. Thank you, Doc. Star six. Thoughts, comments, aha moments, light bulbs going on in anyone's head. We'd love to hear.
How do you
hear me, Paul?
Let's see. I heard Ernie first, and then the lady's voice there. Don't leave. Come out right after Ernie, if you would, please. Go ahead, Ernie.
Paul Hutchins and all of my Think and Grow Rich family. I'm so blessed to be on this call. I have not chimed in a while. I'm on this call to seek mentorship and an apprenticeship from knowledgeable individuals that have a track record of progress. And that's why I come on this call every day. It's a great blessing in my life to be able to go forth and seek this progress in my life, to try to be something more than what I am. And that's why I think all of us really have deep down in our hearts, to become part of something bigger than what we are, and to allow others around us to seek to be a part of our lives because of the growth that we find in doing so. And we often catch ourselves looking to our peers and seeking approval for our actions when we just have to really look into ourselves and look at the journey that we want to take in life and look for the vehicles that will actually get us there. And I am truly blessed with the companies that are in my life, and moreover, this call with all of the feast of knowledge that is on this call every day. We took a diet last week, or I did, by not being on this call, a diet from knowledge, and just a time to recollect some things. And I'm telling you, there's no way I can take in all this information from this call for this week. I've had to call back every day once or twice just to try to catalog all the information that we get on these calls, and it's just really, really phenomenal, and I'm truly blessed, and I feel guilty. I truly feel guilty and selfish when someone passes me by that I really feel could use this information and knowledge in their life, and I miss the opportunity to share with them the knowledge and how to get on this call and get connected with this wonderful group of people. You guys are all my family, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I thank you, each and every one of you, for consciously getting on this call and committing to changing your life for the better. We love you, Ernie, and really appreciate those thoughts and your articulate way of expressing the power of the thoughts and ideas that are being shared on this call. Really appreciate that. There was a lady's voice there coming out with Ernie.
That was me. It's Wendy.
Hey, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning. One thing that you were talking about, you know, that life is not a dress rehearsal, that really
mm-hmm.
got some things thinking in my head, because I think that's where the fear factor comes in, is because we don't get a dress rehearsal, we don't get to practice, we just have to do that. A lot of people are stuck afraid to do that, they won't have it perfect the first time. And, you know, that's how we learn and grow. Sometimes we learn what not to do, and sometimes we learn from the get-go what to do because it works. So I just wanted to put that out there because you know, I used to be stuck in that whenever I was younger. I wanted to be perfect at everything, and then I learned that I didn't have to particularly know everything about something to do it. You know, I'll learn as I go, and I'll get better, and practice makes progress. But I just want to tell everybody on here, this has been the absolute best way to start my day since I started getting on this call a few weeks ago. And I love you all.
Lindy, I really appreciate that distinction, and I know that everyone does on the call as well, because you could restate, you know, in the beginning the quote was, life is not a practice session, and the point is, this is serious stuff, but what you just shared, really, you could restate that to say life is a practice session. The point is, you have to practice. Don't let it pass you by without practicing and getting out there and trying and failing and doing. So that is a powerful distinction. I'm so glad you made that, Lindy. Thank you very much.
And
hey,
you know, one other thought on that.
Go ahead, Lindy, and then Melvin.
Is when we go into something that we're not completely sure what to do or how to do it, and we do it anyway, that is when you get the most accomplishment, that sense of accomplishment, because we stood our ground, we stood strong, we moved forward, and we did it. You know, it might not have been perfect, but that's okay, because next time we can do it a little bit better.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Go ahead, Melvin. Yes.
Hey, Paul, what the two of you just had to say is just one of the biggest mistakes we make is not being willing to make mistakes. It's that's the only way we can grow is to allow ourselves the opportunity to make mistakes, to learn from our mistakes, to challenge ourselves, and to continue to grow. And what Ernie had to say was very important as well. And I would suggest that every one of you, if you care about people, do all you can to get them on this call, because this will really be life-changing for a lot of people, not only in terms of the money that they can make, but it's kind of like what Dr. Fran said about Sister Teresa. You know, it's money's one thing, but to have a life that has purpose and that's filled, it even goes beyond that. So I'm proud of all of you that are on this call, and because you're on the right track to do so, and try to do what you can to encourage others to do the same, and make sure you don't get off that track. Back to you, Paul.
Thanks, Melvin.
Hello?
Yes,
Paul.
Hello. Who's that?
This is Cynthia from New York.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hey, I haven't been on the call for a while. We had a tragic loss in my family. My brother suddenly passed away. And so being that this was the first time I'm on the call for a long time, and you happen to talk about a funeral, was no mistake. And he was young. He was in his 40s. And I just want to add that tomorrow's never promised. So when we talk about delaying and procrastinating, and I'll get to it later, and I have more time, and we have to really value each day. I spoke at his funeral, and I spoke about the fierce urgency of now, right now. Because even myself with my business, I've been slow. I've been taking my time. And I see now, most assuredly, that if someone can lay down and go to sleep, and not wake up, that we may not have tomorrow. So whatever you're going to do, do it now. I wish everybody a blessed week, a blessed weekend, and stay safe.
Cynthia, thank you for sharing. Our thoughts and prayers are definitely with you. And Just really appreciate your courage in coming out and sharing that, because I know it impacted me, and I guarantee that it's impacted everybody on the call. So welcome back, and we're glad to have you back, and thank you.
Paul Todd Young.
Todd Young, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, young lady, and let me tell you, that's one of the most courageous things I've ever heard in my life, for you to come on the call and say those things. And they were very, very profound. And, you know, you said something, which is the urgency of now. And it's something that I've always believed in. And, you know, my father gave me this book, Think and Grow Rich, when I was a young child. And I tossed it in a box, and I picked it up about 15 years later when I was in my early 20s. And, you know, and Paul, I know I've talked to you about this. And, you know, this young lady just said something profound, which is, you know, I've been taking my time. And, you know, that mindset of taking my time, when you wind up hanging around successful people, you realize that successful people have something that most people don't, and that is free time. And in our society, in this country that we live in, that we call the United States of America, which absolutely happens to be one of the newest experiments on this planet, where we have multiculturalism, where we have a system called free enterprise, where other countries in the past history have what we call debtor's prison, which this country had as well when we first started. And other countries, it's against the law in a lot of other countries to profit. They put you in jail for it. They actually will kill you for profiting. And here in this country, we have a responsibility for ourselves and future generations to be a proficient free enterprise machine. And Think and Grow Rich is all about having a free life. And by hanging around wealthy people, hanging around you, Paul Hutchings, Melvin, Rick, Dr. Clark, for me, I am a happy and blessed man because I am able to hang around you folks to help create a higher awareness in my life, which does do just that, to give me free time for my family, which and my friends, which are the most important thing to me, along with my 124 family. So I am truly grateful. Back to you, Paul.
Love you, Todd. Just great, awesome thoughts, man. Thank you so much for sharing. Star 6, who's next?
Yeah, this is Rick again. I want to echo those thoughts. Oh, somebody else is on. Go ahead. Somebody else?
Go ahead, Rick. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I want to really echo those thoughts from Todd and Cynthia there. Now let me read this Sanskrit by Kalidasa. This is something I have adopted, you know, and always been a spirited guy. So give me a moment here. He said to look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lie all the verities and realities of your existence. The bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of beauty. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow only a vision. But today we'll live, make every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day, such as the salutation of the dawn. I live by those words. I hope you can too.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you, Rick.
Good morning, Paul.
Star 6? Yeah, good morning. Who's up?
Yes, Merle.
Hey, Merle, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to let you know you put a fire into me.
Well, thank you. Yeah, everyone has done that for me today as well.
Yeah, I have really been spending some time looking into that email that you sent me. And I've been spending some time in that, and it has really put a challenge under me to do some things that I never thought I could do or never wanted to try. Well, I wanted to try them, but I had some fears about it. But I thank you for what you've given me, and I really enjoy being on these calls because it's challenging some things in my life. And it also has really let me get away from a lot of things that was a hindrance. I was allowing to hinder it. They wasn't hindering. I was allowing it to hinder me. So this has been a great experience for me. And I'm looking at myself, and I'm having a total makeover. So I'm still learning to learn, but I am enjoying the makeover. So I want to thank all of you guys, Dr. Fran, Melvin, and all of you for what you're doing and what you're putting out, because if you listen, it will totally change your life if you just listen. So back to you, Paul.
Thank you for that big smile you put on my face, my friend. I really appreciate those words.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to come out? Would love to hear your thoughts. I'll tell you, I've been really touched and inspired by the comments that have been shared today, and just so appreciative of this call and the group of people that are assembled together to help one another and support one another in this life and in our entrepreneurial journeys. Just a fascinating thing.
Paul?
Yes.
It's Anita Young.
Hey, Anita, so great of you to come out.
I've just been listening the last few days, haven't said anything. I appreciate so much everybody's comments, because it helps to put me in such a positive, you know, perspective, and it makes my day every day, and I just don't know. When I get up in the morning, I go, I got to get on my call, and it just makes my whole day, and I just love everybody out there, and I appreciate all the comments. I really do. Thanks.
Thank you, Anita. Don't be shy.
Paul.
We've got
good
about 9 minutes.
Like,
good morning. Hey, who's that?
This is Neville from Florida, Florida.
Hi, Neville. Good morning.
You know, it's exciting to be on the call with you guys this morning. And I've listened to that young lady just said, Anita just said. Each and every one of you who have come on this, you know, I think I'm older than most of you guys on this call, but you guys are teaching me a thing this morning. And not just the morning alone, but other times when I'm on the call. And I'm happy and blessed to be on this call because it's, again, motivating certain things in me. Think and Grow Rich. I had that maybe 20 years, never read it. I had the one by Dennis Kimbrough. He redid the Think and Grow Rich. Had it here for 20 years, maybe read a few chapters, never went further with it. So by coming on this call, I must thank Roland Roberts for that. He's my part, is the upline in the organization that we belong to. And he brought me into the group with you guys and other things, and I can tell you this much. Even myself, who has been out there and known certain things and done certain things, I come to realize that I have so much shortcomings, so many things that I should be doing, I should have done that I haven't done. And Melvin said one thing this morning. One mistake that we make is that we're not willing to make mistakes. And it is such a thing as that, because certain times you lack knowledge about certain things and you're trying to learn so much before you can do it. Instead of just going ahead, put yourself out there, make the mistakes, embarrass yourself if you need to, become uncomfortable if you need to, but put yourself there, learn, and you really don't care what anybody else say. You laugh at them. Somebody says something bad about you, you laugh with them or you laugh at them. You laugh at the world. You just keep on going because you have an aim. Like I said, we have a definite purpose, and the purpose is to be successful, to serve and be served, and not necessarily just get served, but to serve enough people. You will eventually be served with what you want. So, guys, you have been great this morning. All of you, all of you. I don't mean none. There's no exception that came on this call this morning that not bring out something exciting, something important, something that hits the epicenter of your emotions so you can go and at least stop procrastinating and go ahead and do what you need to do. Guys, I thank you for a great morning, and you all have a great day.
Thank you, Neville. Wonderful thoughts.
Hey, Paul.
If you've come, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Merle again. You know, You're talking about, I listen to you a lot of time and talking about your success, and I've been looking at you on the on YouTube and other different places and things like this, and the real reason right now that you're having the success that you're having is that you have taken on a principle that I don't think you even know you did. It says that he that wants to be chiefest among you, let him be the servant. And it says, give, and it will be given unto you, hand down, shaking together, running over, and men will heap into your bosom. So what you're doing is a principle that cannot fail. And if I think we all need to get that, is that when we give, we are not only giving, but we are getting. So getting, the best way to get is to give. And I think, you know, we have to kind of get that. We kind of hold on to everything. But the more you give away, the more you receive. So I just wanted to put that out there. Back to you.
That perhaps is the greatest compliment I've ever received, Merle. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We deserved. This is Doc Fran. And one of the things I love listening to the philosophical side of this and the growth in consciousness that this call is creating in everyone, because that truly is richness of life, is rehabilitating our consciousness to the highest level that we are willing to take ourselves. I do want to come back to some practical application of this chapter. It is so amazing if you really stop and think, both from a personal standpoint, you know, if you feel that you are not experiencing the success that you want or that you think or that you perceive as success, we have a laundry list of 31 major causes of failure. When Paul was reading these, how many of them resonated with you? Which one or two or whatever? Because it's usually just one or two things. Those of you that are on this call are already so far up the consciousness scale. And I know that without a doubt by the very fact that you are on this call. So there is going to be one or two limiting self-beliefs that are these subconscious inhibitors of you experiencing the sensation of abundance in your life. And this laundry list of 31 causes of failures, if any one of these jumped out at you when Paul was reading it, that's where you need to focus your attention. Dwell in. The answers to all things are always within, not without. And so find and locate, and it can be done. It takes that quiet time. It takes meditation. It takes a little bit of work, but it is so profoundly valuable to you when you discover the stop that you have created and continually reinforce that's preventing you from having all that you feel you need and want in your life. The second thing is, as coaches, mentors, and leaders of our group, this is an absolute ideal page to have open all the time when you get a call from someone who is frustrated, when you have a call from someone in your company, in your team, who feels that they've run their course, that this is too much, it's too hard, it's taken too long, it's this, that, or the other, they want to quit. And it is very cogent coaching to go down and say, well, I can appreciate that you're feeling like you're not reaching the success. Let's see if we can hone in and find the reason that you're not having a sensation of success, that you're not allowing yourself to understand that success is not a point that one arrives at. It is a continuum. And so you can go through and say, tell me, just read these, read the headlines, lack of a well-defined purpose, lack of ambition to aim above. You know, as I read these 31 causes of failure, you tell me which one pops for you. And you can have some of the most profound, powerful, unbelievably helpful coaching and mentoring ever with people on your team. So, you know, thanks, and I hope that makes sense to our group here this morning. Back to you, Paul.
Makes a lot of sense, Doc, and I really appreciate you bringing the call back to some action steps that we can take as we move forward in our businesses, and you said it just perfectly. We need to look at these, find the issues that we need to deal with in each of our lives, and I love how you pointed out that we can use these as a coaching tool rather than somebody calls you up and says, I'm quitting or it's not working, and you know, us not knowing where to go and us not being able to identify the cause in that person's life. Here we have them, the 30 major causes of failure. Let's hone in and help, you know, illuminate some of these for those that we are endeavoring to serve. So appreciate everyone. It's been a very powerful call. I just have an immense feeling of love for each of you. I thank you so much for being people who are committed to living lives of greatness and coming on a call like this, being committed, sharing with each other, you know, sharing the principles and the truths that you're experiencing in your lives with each of us so that we can move forward in a better fashion. Let us take this day that we have, that we all know is absolutely a gift. Let us appreciate it. Let us use it. And let us move forward with vision, purpose, faith, passion. Let us plow through temporary setback and let us be action takers, my friend. Love you. Care about you. Make it a great day. Make it a great weekend. And we'll see you back here Monday morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Take care.